The Tzvam teach us that we're in the period of Shovim, the weeks of Shovim, and the Shovim stand for the period of weeks of all the parshios of Shmos, Vayera, and so on. And it has been several months since Chodesh Elul and the Yom Narayim. As everything else in life, the excitement wears off, it gets stale. And these are parshios, these are weeks of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kabbalas HaTorah. They're intended to inspire us, to refuel us, to provide us with a new opportunity of tshuva. That's why they're called Shovim. Yetzias Mitzrayim is Chizik, the Aser Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kabbalas HaTorah. These are all beautiful parshios to help in mechazik us in doing tshuva. Each of these parshios in its own right provides that inspiration which we desperately seek. But the letter Mem of Shovim, the Mishpatim, this week's parasha on the surface, seems to lack the inspiration. The parasha is a long, tedious list of halachas of Choshe Mishpat, where many of us get lost in the lengthy Rashi's quoting detailed Gemaras from the Babas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzi, Baba Basra. Unless well-versed in these Gemaras, it's unlikely that one gains inspiration from Parashat Mishpatim. How does this parasha then fit into the period of Shovim? How does it fit with Shemos, Ve'era, and Bo? What's the inspiration? What's the chizik embedded in the parsha? So many Ramazim of the month of Elul have been identified throughout various psukim in Tanakh. Ani l'dodi v'dodi li is the most famous one. But one such remez is tucked away in Parshas Mishpatim, and the Arizal uncovers this beautiful remez. In the words v'elokim ina liyado v'samti l'chamakom. In this pasuk, these words, we could find the Rashi tables of Elul ina. Liyado v'samti lecha are Rashi Tevos Alf Lamed Vav Lamed. The context is describing the dinim of Ari Mikla, the cities of refuge, the place of safe haven, and the message is that everyone, even a murderer, has a place of safety and opportunity for tshuva. Chodesh Elul is alluded to in the Parsha Mishpatim in particular to teach us that we have an Elul-like opportunity during Shovim as well, even though we're in a time of darkness and the winter and the snow, and it's a time of lowliness. But still, we have an opportunity to look for a Ari Miklat, for a Zman of Elul, Chodesh Elul. Even though it's been a long time since Elul, and we're in the subterranean of the dark winter, we still have a place of refuge. We still have a chance of tshuva. So this is a first remez of tshuva in Parshas Mishpatim, a first moment of inspiration. Now the Chida notes that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are also present in this week's Parsha. The pasuk says, "Ach im yom o yomayim yamod l'yakum ki kaspahu." That if a day or two go by and the Eved Kenani who was injured doesn't stand up, he's your property. It's referring to an Eved Kenani who's killed. But the Chida says this is actually a remez to the Yom Narayim. Yom o yomayim refers to Yom Kippur as the Yom, Yuma, Yom Kippur, the one day. Rosh Hashanah is yomayim, the 2 days. Ach im yom o yomayim. And the understanding of the pasuk explains the Chida is that Yamor, the Amida, the Tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei of Yom Narayim, will not be effective if it's all about the money. That Achim Yom Yomayim Yamor, the Amida, Lo Yakim won't be Matzliach, Ki Kaspahu, if you're davening about money, that's all you care about. The person finds himself in the cold of the winter, and his Tefillahs remain unanswered, then it's likely because his Tefillah was all about Kaspo, was all about the money. But a person wants his tefillah to be answered, it should be focused on the ruchnius. It should be focused on his personal growth in Torah and Yishamayim. Parshat Mishpatim's very name is a reference to Yom Hadin, the day of Mishpat, the Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. That's what Mishpatim is. It's another day of Yom HaMishpat, another day of Yom Hadin. And it's laced with hidden jolts of inspiration and chizuk, reminding us that we can always do tshuva, and nothing could ever stand in the way. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel and Alf describes the evils of Menashe, the king. And yet, even Menashe, the king, was granted tshuva. And the Gemara describes his tshuva as Melamed She'asala HaKadosh Baruch Hu K'min Machteres. It teaches that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a tunnel Birakia in the Shemayim Kedei L'Kabel B'tshuva, to accept Menashe, to accept his tshuva. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates a tunnel for Menashe to be Chozer B'tshuva. And even though from the letter of the law, Menashe did not deserve an iota of tshuva, an iota of repentance and kapara, and the Malachim were pushing him out, shoving him away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a path. He created a tunnel for Menashe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always creates a path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu digs a tunnel right below the Kisei HaKavod, inviting us all into his abode, his home, into his presence. And this too is hinted at in the parsha, in the pasuk, Im b'machteres yimote aganav. Even a ganav, even a rasha can tunnel his way to a place of tshuva, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants him that opportunity. So here too is another jolt of inspiration of chizek that we could always be chozer b'tshuva. As mentioned, the letter Mem of Shovim represents Mishpatim. In fact, Parshas Mishpatim, the name Mishpatim, is the only name of a Parsha that begins with the letter Mem and ends with the letter Mem. The word Mishpatim is bracketed by the letter Mem. And the number 40, the letter Mem, finds its way in many different arenas of Torah, but they all share a common theme. The amount of days from the beginning of Elul to Yom Kippur is 40. The creation of a Vlad, of a child, is 40 days. The volume of a mikvah is a 40 sa. The destruction and recreation of the world through the Mabel was 40 days. The letter Mem, the number 40, represents the ability to be reborn, to be recreated, and to restart with a clean slate. The Medrash Tanhuma explains that is why there are 40 malkos given, because it's a form of tshuva. Lashes are a form of a recreation and rebirth. 40 always signifies rebirth or restart. At the very end of the parsha, the very final words, we are told that Moshe Rabbeinu learned in Har Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights. In this week's parsha, although this may be the hardest of all parshas to find the inspiration, divinely it has the most inspirational message one can ever hear. No matter how far one feels, and no matter how uninspired one may seem, there lies the very message. Even such a person who is so distant, has a machteres, has an opportunity to bav machteres, to tunnel his way to the Kisei HaKavod. Encapsulated in the letter Mem in Parsha Mishpatim is a reminder that everyone, in any state, can find his way back. And even when the Malachim try to push you away, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself digs you the tunnel. The shape of the Mem depicts the exact concept of the little tunnel at the bottom of the Mem, like the tunnel beneath the Kisei HaKavod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu ushers in all the lost souls into his warmth, comfort, and care. If you take the gematria of Shovim in Makolel, plus the Psukim in the Parsha, which is 118 plus 361, you get the exact gematria of Mishpatim 479. Shovim plus these Psukim is Mishpatim. This is the hidden message of Shovim. This is the hidden message of Parsha Mishpatim. No matter how far, how distant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always welcomes and wants us back. This is why some of our greatest leaders and liberators begin with the letter Mem, Moshe, Mordechai, Mashiach. We should be zocha to see the day soon of the coming Mashiach, where all the Arba Kanfos Arts are brought into the comfort of the Shechina and the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. From Herev Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.